study session. Secretary Salmon, our finance director, is going to lead us in some budget talks.
Okay. I just wanted to point out what's up on the screen. So it's a disclaimer for all of today.
This is not a gender trust.
So, of course, I'm killing trees again. I want to know if there's anybody who does not want the paper copies for next time.
Okay. I'll be okay with
it. Okay. Also, it would have been nice today to bring you the full budget, but time constraints, and we have the current current expense budget general fund, and that's all we have for today to look at. But I will have the full budget next time at the in 2 weeks. Just the color coding. Does anybody have questions on the color coding?
The shading, the gray, is that stuff you're showing?
The gray is a gray area. So, yes, so those numbers will be changing, possibly. The beginning cash is in that kind of orange. The ending cash is on the last page in kind of orange. Green is revenue, and the clear is expenditures. The column, also have the columns and the rows, so if you're asking any question about a particular line item, could you just use the row number so we can all go to that? There are also page numbers. That would help. This is very preliminary, so I just want you to be aware of that. It's the very first session. Things will be changing. We'll be looking at the revenues again. And I have a year-to-date. We have 2015 actuals, 2016 actuals, 2017 actuals, and a year-to-date that says August 3rd. That will be updated by the next one, so you'll see how we're doing this year. The forecast, the next column H is the forecast, and that is what I'm kind of anticipating this year, looking at how revenues and expenditures have come in as of August 3rd or September 10th or some of them too. The I column is the 2018 budget with the amendments, and then the 2019 forecast is in column J. And then there is a section for notes if there's something that any department or I wanted you to be aware of. We try to put in the notes for further explanation. So, Greg, do you have anything to add before we go to questions?
No.
So the budget session is for you to ask questions. And
Budget time. Councilmember Watson.
For the sales tax, I was looking at where we are today in sales tax, and I have kind of, up to date, like to date of what the sales tax is. So it is not a percentage. It is pretty much based on what I think we'll be.
So you weren't saying it's going to be 5%?
No.
You're just based on what we're getting this year?
Yes. And then I rounded it instead of going into the dollars and cents on it. And then for next year, I kept it, the forecast for this year is the $2.1 million, and the forecast, I just put the same on there.
Yeah, as we talked about, as we get closer to the end of the year, especially when it comes to some of the more volatile ones like the utility taxes, electric taxes, things like that, those tend to follow a somewhat of a pattern, but they're also cyclical, especially electricity in the wintertime, you have more lights on, things like that. But I want to note, too, under property tax, if you remember, it doesn't matter how many people move into town initially, our property tax is limited to 1%, or the dollars we collect are normally limited to 1% more than we collected the year before, unless the council decides to take some of the bank capacity. And for those that weren't around here, we did annex ourselves into the fire district a while ago. We put about $1 million into the bank capacity. But due to some strange happenings with the fire district and the utility valuations out at Cherry Point. If you remember that whole situation. Anyway, on the second line here, it's actually like on line 10, you can see that we took $160,000 last year. That was to make up that one-time strange situation with the fire district. And as you can see this year, we don't have that money in there. Our thought was that we would make that up and then back it out. So the dollar amount under line 9 for property taxes is the 1% less the $160,000 from last year.
Plus, it includes construction. It's just an estimate. We don't have the numbers yet for the new construction.
Is that true? What number did you use for utility tax? Because I see that did go up also.
I'm sorry,
line 18?
Line 18. Yeah, that's one of those gray numbers because, as you might well expect, to the extent that we do, and we do, need to raise sewer and possibly water rates, that will then have somewhat of an uptick in our utility tax. But one of the things that we've talked about before with water and sewer, we really don't factor in, you know, new hookups into this. So there are people in town that this time last year were not on the water and sewer system. So there's kind of a natural growth aspect kind of factored into this. And going back to the new construction for property tax, because the county goes around, for the most part, the same time every year and picks up new construction, homes that are being built, decks that are added, things like that that they're supposed to pick up from the building permits, they have to cut it off at some point. And so there is a certain point in time that they say, okay, this is the new construction for this year, but it's usually like in July, so you have the construction after July all the way to the next July that doesn't get picked up. The way they do that is they come back later and pick that up, and then so we have an unknown figure in here that we literally won't know until the county tells us what it is as to the valuation of new construction. The valuation of new construction, again, that falls outside of the dates when they actually go out and assess. That valuation is assessed at the prior year's levy rate. And so the county will tell us here at some point what our 1% is, and then on top of that, what our new construction number is.
And we'll probably get those numbers toward the end of November.
They come in rather late.
I usually hound them for them.
But the utility tax number, is that a wag, or have you actually put in a percentage change?
I believe it's just a wag.
Okay. Yeah.
So both times that we built our homes, our first year living in our homes, we only paid the property tax portion. We didn't pay it on the building because it takes them a while to do that. Mm-hmm.
I just realized that in the green area, it looks purple. The gray area looks purple, but that is the gray area.
More questions of staff?
I was going to comment also on the expenditures. We are auditing our whole payroll system and seeing that everybody is allocated correctly. So we're not completely done with the audit of that. Most of it's there, but we still have a lot of public works to do, which is part of it is in parks.
And
no, that's separate. It's separate. It just needed to be audited.
We have our public works workers that sometimes work in water when they're fishing a water leak, sometimes over in sewer, sometimes they're working in parks, but not as much as they used to. Sometimes it's in streets. And so what we do is we try to take their actual payroll allocation from the prior year and use those percentages, because what the auditors require us to do, if we think that a utility worker is going to spend 20% in water and 20% in sewer and 20% in storm, and we put them in the budget that way, we just can't rely on those numbers. CIRCA actually takes the monthly timesheets where they actually put the real hours they worked in, water, sewer, storm, streets, and then allocates it to the fund. So you may see in here budgeted versus actual variations on payroll, and that's because when reality actually came around, the true time that our folks spent in those various funds pulled off their timesheet varied slightly from what we had budgeted the year before. So for payroll, even though it's a rather large number and for some people spread around, it is still just a guess. We try to guess as well as we can from the prior year. But there's no way you can forecast water leaks or sewer leaks or something else that takes away from what they normally would have been doing.
And as people have changed to different positions or we've gotten new people, we want to make sure that they're in the system correctly. And if you've probably noticed in the finance department, our deputy treasurer, that was allocated to water, sewer, storm, and I felt that that should actually be in finance, so I brought that back.
Think about the challenge of just trying to allocate council salaries, whatever, $60,000, $70,000 a year that goes to council salaries. You've got to divide it up, and how much of it should come out of water, sewer, based on how many minutes we've discussed or how many agenda items or something the finance department has always figure out. Pardon?
Or your view of council, where you think we should be in the sewer.
another item I want to bring up is the central services. You'll see the gray areas on all the central service line items, and that was the discussion at the exit conference today. So I haven't had a chance to look at all the calculations yet, but those will be changing.
Will you have to modify 2018 the way we moved money?
We'll probably need to true it up at the end of the year. We'll do that during when we put together our annual financial statements. We'll take the actual, say, insurance premiums and spread it out and figure. So there's some adjustments there.
Right.
You need to bring everyone else up to speed at some point. Keith and I were the only ones who were able to come today.
Oh, okay.
Everybody else
I would have
Yeah, quickly, if that's such a thing out of my mouth, but indirect cost central services, that's like insurance and all, some of the other costs that are paid in one area, but they're kind of shared around the city. And you're supposed to allocate those costs based on some sort of logical formula. And over the years, we've come up with a formula, but here in the last couple years at least, we haven't really gone in and changed the formula per se. We've just upped it based on a percentage increase. And the auditors want us to go back and actually redo, which is a good refresher for us because, as Circa mentioned, people's jobs have moved around, so some of these costs may be shifting between. It may not make much of a difference if it's simply shifting between departments in current expense, but it does make a difference. For example, that we have more people working in the Public Works Department. Not so much in Parks, because Parks is in the general fund, but we have more people in the Public Works Department, so there's more insurance for vehicles and things like that.
Yeah. Council member?
I think it's 594, patrol salary. I know, Chief, are you hiring another person? Because I know you talked about hiring a resource.
Offering, I'll take it.
No, we're not.
No, because it's at $120K more. I'm just wondering.
We hired a new person last year, but it was part time through the year.
Okay.
I just got the number, so I'm assuming that's a full time person for the full year next year.
Okay. Yeah, so there's nobody new.
No new police officer.
Yeah. You had talked about someone, another school resource officer.
Yeah, that never came about. We were trying to get the school district to buy in.
Oh, okay.
And they did. And with that, we ended up not funding another position.
Okay.
Might look at it in the future, depending on how the bond goes through.
Yeah.
On the school resource officer, most of you already realize, during the school year, we dedicate one officer who kind of spends his time predominantly in one or two schools, but spends time in the schools, and the schools do pick up a percentage of that officer's salary. Summertime, obviously they're not in the school, so it's not that the school just picks up the full cost of the officer, just a percentage. We have an SRO contract with the school district that I'm in the process of working with Mark Kiebach to update, because as our labor rates go up, and as things change, and then maybe they want more time, or for that matter, even though it didn't work out, another officer, we need to modify that. And that's actually a line item in here as a revenue.
I guess I was asking, too, because the overtime is $113K. And so I'm just wondering if at one point, I know we've talked about this before, but, I mean, does a new officer get rid of the whole overtime or not?
You can never eliminate overtime for police. Crime does not sleep. It's one of those kinds of situations. There's all, and people get injured. They go on vacation. It's just it's inevitable that you're going to have overtime.
And that's the reason the city it favored the second SRO, because those guys are available in the summer because they're spending those 9 months in the schools. And the summertime is when the cops are taking their vacations. So we met twice, I think, with this administration, and they just thought it was not time to do it. And they felt like they were going to reinvest their resources, I think, in counseling or something like that. Councilor Morrison.
Well, just a comment on that overtime. That is also a gray area. I'll be working with the chief to get a more accurate number on that.
Council member.
Greg, when are you having that conversation with Eva?
We're actually having it now.
Okay. Yeah. The $61,000, he's getting a bargain for
it is
approximately 9.5 months a year.
Yeah.
We agree.
It is. Agree.
My other question is line 597. Special events. Overtime, special events, $15,000.
Yeah, so far as of August, we have spent almost $14,000, and we had. Those are the items that we get reimbursed for.
I did not see a reimbursement account. Did I pass over it?
Probably.
I don't know if it's there. Might be just under miscellaneous.
Yeah, it could be.
Yeah, I don't think there's a separate.
Why not?
Called out.
We can see apples for apples and not apples and oranges.
Well, we wouldn't have anything to talk about.
I know that completely ruins your three-card Monty.
It does.
I know.
We want to have a clear cover over the pebble. That's something that I don't think we've ever really broken out, but it's probably something that we certainly could.
Well, if we're breaking it out to charge it for that, why not just throw it in with the rest of them?
There you go.
Payments for police overtime special events.
Ah, there is a.
Line 299, you sunk from a battleship.
Here, I was giving you the benefit of the doubt.
299.
All right, I've heard my paycheck for today.
Yep.
It's only $3,000.
That's as of August 3rd, so we don't have the current.
I'm expecting $12,000 more.
I hope so.
I know Halloween's coming, so. Yeah. That actually is a big deal doing the Halloween thing.
Brings 3,000 people downtown.
More questions of staff.
I was going to mention, too, I don't know if anyone's done the math, but if you take the total revenues and then you subtract the total expenses, you have $151,000 more in expenses. So, again, as Circa said, this is preliminary. Right now it is unbalanced from a standpoint of revenues equaling expenditures, but we still have plenty of time. At least we have a fairly good amount of time to kind of dial in our revenues and
months.
That's right. Cut back on some expenditures. Probably a combination of both.
Customer Watson.
464 is what you get there. Okay. Is that what you were talking about? Moving people around, how they're paid? Is it a reallocation for an employee?
Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
That's a big bump.
Yes. It is a whole person, and then on top of it, I am asking for an additional employee for my department.
Okay.
But there's also a full position that was not in there. It was in water, sewer, storm.
Would this be a full-time position?
Yes.
Administration's request to us?
It's currently in here.
It is a request.
Yeah.
I'm glad I asked about the grid.
So there was a request from the old settlers to put in improvements for the cabins in Pioneer Park. Is that in here?
Was it $15,000?
Was it?
$15,000.
You're going to find some. Was it in there?
It is not in here.
Where is it? Which?
I assume you put it under parks, but that was just kind of a wild gamble. Yeah, but I don't see it.
Sounds familiar.
What line are you on, Riley?
I don't have any lines for this one.
Line, please.
I'm silent.
Yeah.
I'm silent.
Okay.
Right? It's going to be good.
It should probably be under parks.
The 800 number?
When we don't.
Old Settlers in the Park.
Is that Heritage Society?
Heritage Society, yeah.
Would that be, that wouldn't be LTAC?
No.
Yeah, and parks starts at line 812, if that's helpful. Yeah. Again, it's not there, but at least you kind of know what section on the expenditure side.
Maybe under the.
So then it goes all the way down to 875. So somewhere in there, we probably do need to stick a number in so we could at least have it in there.
Did you say 15,000?
Yep.
Yeah.
Because we had also talked about that over, like, the park picnic area, a covered picnic area?
Yeah. park capital expenditure, picnic shelter, we would be anticipating park vacation account, so there's an offset.
There is an offset.
Okay.
So would that also...
So not here.
So the Heritage Society thing was?
That
would have to come out current.
The same park mitigation fee eligibility.
Oh.
So
new stuff versus maintenance.
And as I understand the request, it's more analogous to building maintenance, which wouldn't make it available for refunding through funding through meat, so it would be a direct cost to the general fund.
Yeah, it's kind of a fine line. Like you, if you tear off a roof and replace it, sometimes it's considered capital. If you repair the roof, it's considered maintenance. But again, it's a fine line. Some things are clearly capital for when you build something brand new. Some things are clearly maintenance when you're just fixing something that broke. So to the extent that it's capital, it can come out of park mitigation. It can come out of REIT. To the extent that it's normal, what might be considered normal maintenance, then it's not eligible, as Mr. Rentz had said, so it would need to come out of just our general funds.
Well, I think the request was chinking in.
I
believe the request was for chinking and then for one roof maintenance, maybe?
Yeah. It does sound like maintenance. Yeah.
On the Rainbow Girls building.
So just a reminder, please, speaking to your microphones. I know we don't have an audience here, but for the recording,
Customer Olson.
923, miscellaneous. I see your note. It seems we're going from $3,000 in 2015 to almost $7,000 in 2016. And almost $15,000 in 2017. And this year we're forecasted to go to 16,118. That's a pretty big jump in miscellaneous.
What we're finding is that with almost all of our software, it used to be that you'd purchase it and it'd be a disk and you'd have it forever. Now they're all moving towards Windows 365 subscription. And so at the same time as we're going to electronic with GIS, with permit processing and all of that, we have these recurring subscription fees. And so when we went through and we were looking at that, that's where we saw it as well, how we were all of a sudden just kind of exploding with the miscellaneous recurring costs. But it all did seem like it was really kind of essential. We need to do these, and they do kind of have us over the barrel a little bit.
Well, I understand that, dealing with Soprano software. But couldn't we call it subscriptions, or are we stuck with whatever the description is?
No, we're not.
Oh.
We could call it subscriptions if you would like.
Software.
Well, it would just be
software subscriptions.
Less questions that, you know, you could see subscriptions and see and understand that, because you talk about that every time you want to change something.
Well, especially since that's kind of the trend, that's the way things are.
Right.
And we're going more and more in that direction at the city as well. So that number is likely to continue to grow.
Right. You had a question. Councilor Hanson, I think.
It was answered.
Gotcha. Good. Thank you.
Councilmember Sarr.
Where's the Art Commission line?
It's in here. There's something about donations for arts.
Yeah, that's a revenue.
We need a 7.
That's
right. I think that was the grant money that came in.
It says 40.
I don't see it. I don't recall the number on it, so I could go.
We'll just have to verify it if that will add it in.
Yeah.
We're hoping that it would be more than last year's amount.
Councilmember Taylor.
So I'm looking at line 692, the jail contract, and it's highlighted in gray.
Yes, that's a gray area.
Are we? What's going on with that?
Frank, do you know more about the jail contract?
Well, what I know probably is pretty much what you guys know, insofar as it's obvious we're not building a new jail here in the meantime. And us, not along with a lot of, pretty much all other of the users of the jail, have severely cut back on their jail usage, most notably because there's less room in the jail. And my understanding from the county is that next year the number of available rooms is going to shrink even more. Because they're unfortunately, or at least fortunately, depending on how you look at it, they're having to the county is, pour significant, millions of dollars into the existing jail to, for some reason, they want jails, doors that lock. I mean, it's outrageous, but that's indeed some of the doors don't lock. So there's a lot of improvements that they need to make, so they're going to be pulling down the jail population threshold while they do those improvements. We have been sending a few folks over to Yakima, but as you can see in here, our number this year, we've only spent about $100,000. So we anticipate spending less. Perhaps the chief has kind of his take on how he sees jail usage in 2019 versus 2018.
I agree with what Greg said. It's exactly on point that the numbers are going to be going down because of renovations. Last I spoke to the sheriff, I believe it was last month, they're trying to look at it because they can't get any contractors to come in and repair the jail. So they're not sure what they're going to do. They might be shutting down parts instead of trying to renovate. It's just falling apart enough that contractors won't even come in and rebuild certain parts of it. So it's just not something they're interested in. They're not getting any bids on it. And so we might just be cut down in numbers just permanently. It's hard to say what will happen in the future, but our jail numbers will be going down. We'll probably see a few more people after sentencing going to Yakima. Other than that.
Yeah, and when you look on here, on line 692, you can see how we've been trending downward. 2015 was 342, down to 285, 283. And so we're definitely, and this is a trend that other cities are seeing as well. So this is a number here that I think rather safely could be throttled back some, which will buy us some balancing efforts on our budget.
Is there any efforts going towards our new facility for the court?
We have right now, we're kind of on a dual track right now, and that is Mr. King, our architect, is working with his sub-consultants, HVAC and plumbing and heat and all the things like that, to come back to us rather soon with a number if we wanted him to start a more thorough, but not a complete, but a more thorough pre-design services for adding the court up to the police station so we can kind of, because right now, as you remember, there's a rather large kind of range of possible costs. So we want to try to narrow that down. As a separate item, the mayor's been working with Mr. King about, again, looking at this site, not so much as we looked before for a court now, city hall later, but maybe a court now, court later. I mean, just a real, just literally, we would just put the court here with no anticipation that we would add the city hall to it.
I'll just add one to that. Okay. We noticed the footprint of these two buildings is about 5,000 feet. You know, and he went through it with me, and he said, you know, these bones are pretty good, which is his code for maybe possibility. So all we did was sketch it out. We also sort of agree we want to get through this levy, this bond, so we're not going to really take any action or bring anything to it after we get through this November election. But it is something we're thinking about.
Yeah, so we're moving in that direction. We'd rather move quickly, but for a lot of our exterior reasons, I think we just need to maybe just spend our time and get maybe hone in on some of these numbers rather than asking you to rely on a rather large range of costs.
So back to the police, the $400,000, when are you going to decide what number you want you're going to need for next year? Are you going to pick 300? I mean, I'm trying to figure out if you can, because we're 100 and something over.
Right.
Are you just going to take it from there, or are we going to take it from somewhere else and give them the extra?
Well, there, undoubtedly, I think there's going to be both enhancements, probably not large, but some enhancements on the revenue side. And then Zirka and I are going to be sitting down with each of the department heads to look at their wish list for next year to see just how much of that is necessary. And then, as you brought up, existing line items in here that maybe can be, you know, taken back. We, as you've heard before, you know, it's very dangerous to overestimate revenue because sometimes you literally have no control over the revenue that rolls in the door. And it's always good to be extremely accurate, if only conservative, on expenditures, because you tend to spend what your budget is. So we don't want to get into a situation where, to balance the budget, we get particularly rosy on the revenue side and particularly stingy on the expenditure side, and then realize that the stinginess kind of bit us because there's some expenditures that we absolutely need to do. So we're going to be sitting down with the police chief and some of the other department heads to kind of get a better feel for if we needed to cut back 5, 10, 15, whatever it might be, percentage, where would they do it? So we have some options.
Councilmember Olson and Councilmember Taylor.
Not my budget, but going back to line 299, we have collected approximately $2,800 over time, yet we have spent almost $14,000. Why the disparity?
It's probably a timing issue on that. By the time that we invoice, and the year-to-date is from August 3rd.
So we haven't recouped Old Settlers.
Yeah.
Yeah, we spend the money as soon as the guys work the overtime.
Right.
But then we have to set, then we have to collect how many hours actually worked, bill them, and then get payment from. So there might, I'd like to say, there might be a lag between what we've spent and then what we've collected. But we'll need it. We'll go back and verify.
So that was the end of July.
Everyone was billed.
Old Settlers. So September, August, September.
That's a chamber,
I think. So.
But do we bill them or?
Johnson.
Yeah, we'll get a list of the billings to be sure that just what we bill for.
Okay, thanks.
Well, I guess, do we bill, so when we require Old Settlers to hire police officers, we require the chamber to hire police officers for some of their events that close down in the middle of the road, we charge them for that time, but that often, that time is often incurred at overtime. Correct.
Yes, in fact, it's pretty much almost always.
That's what I figured. Yeah. But do we actually charge the chamber overtime or straight time?
It's my understanding that it's overtime. If not, it certainly should be.
Yes, each year I update the overtime
Thank you, Chief.
Sorry. Each year I update the overtime rates, and that goes on our special events form. And then that's the rate that comes through. There's two rates, one for an officer, one for a sergeant. So if a sergeant fills that overtime position, they actually pay the higher rate.
Right.
Councilmember Taylor.
I was just curious to know, do we do any alternative jail?
Do we? It depend. Well, it depends on exactly what you mean. We
like
go off
electronic
with
home monitoring or anything like that.
No.
No. Is no. there any plans in the future to do?
We used to do that through probation. I know there's some other courts now in Bellingham that have started doing that again. There's another company that started up doing it. I know the sheriff's department does it. So, do we, as in Ferndale City, with our probation officer? No. But if it's somebody that's a felon that goes through Superior Court, District Court, they do have ankle monitoring through that felony level.
Yeah. As an outgrowth to the Alternative for Incarceration Task Force and everything, there is a private firm that probably in the last 6-8 months set up shop in Bellingham and is now offering that service just to the city of Bellingham and the county. We hope that they will be able to expand that program once kind of the kinks are worked out, so we might be able to avail ourselves as well.
Councilmember Watson.
Line 163, development review. It's it looks like it's gone up a lot based on because our year to date as of August was 49,000, but what's out as revenue is 350K for next year. I'm just wondering what that entails and why we think.
Well, so Circa and I talked about this, and then Kevin and I were also just talking about this. Right now, 2019, we do have a lot of irons in the fire as far as developments coming through where, it's all anecdotal. It's so hard to tell. But this month, October, where we typically see a slowdown, is the first month where we actually had to have two TRC meetings just because there was so much development. So, $350,000 is in that gray area where it does look promising. However, what Kevin and I were talking about was the fact that the year-to-date numbers are less than what they have been in the last couple of years. And so that might be some internal processing, or it might not. We did just move Patty last year up where she's done a very good job of making sure that staff is tracking their time. But so we do want to look at that $49,000 number because I think it would inform the $350,000 number.
Yeah, that and also, of course, 163 is development review, and then line 179 is building plan check fees. And before, I've talked about how our development comes in kind of waves, and as development occurs, we get revenues from different sources. So development review is the monies we spend before homes are built. So it's the money we spend reviewing the plans for the roadway, the water, the sewer, the storm, the critical areas. So right now, if it's called Molloy Heights, whatever it's called now, across the street from Molloy Village, that large development that certainly changed the look of that hill, or what used to be that hill. That activity would fall under the development review charges that the folks upstairs later on, and now you can kind of look at the Meadows as an example. Now, as those homes are being built, the revenues come in under building plan check fees. So there's like successive waves of revenues. But we're always trying to figure out, okay, what's coming up next? Because unless you have that first bow wave, so to speak, they eventually don't turn into plan check fees, and they eventually don't turn into water and sewer customers when the home's all built. So it's kind of a crystal ball saying, okay, this is what we're seeing for activity, and this is the phase of the development, how far along they are. And then we just try to figure out, okay, what do we think the next year or so is going to be?
I guess I'm just worried because revenue's already, it's already not balanced, and that looks pretty
right.
Optimistic.
That's why it's gray. In fact,
yeah. Okay.
We have Yeah, there's some notes that we've also written in there. And I think, as Circa might have mentioned, or Yori, that again, that may be a number that goes down, but it would also be offset by potentially the expenditure reduction for jail. So there's a lot of dynamics to it, but you guys have been very good at kind of zeroing in on some of the bigger dollar amounts and arguably some of the areas that are a little harder to forecast.
Go ahead.
It's the revenue, the transfers, line 341, and it's hard because I'm not sure, like 341 or 2, 3 and 4. I'm trying to see where we're. Is that from 550,000 from solid waste? Is that what that first one is?
Yeah, that's on 341.
Correct. I'm just wondering why it's so much higher for. You're expecting to take more from solid waste? Is that just because you were trying to balance it? More people? I'm just wondering.
We're hoping to receive more.
Yeah.
Okay.
Next time when we'll have the detail of the solid waste fund expenditures and transfers, then you'll be able to
match up the
two.
It'll be a more realistic number when I bring the next budget. Yeah.
And the question about the parks mitigation, so that $90,000 for parks mitigation, is that for the $90,000 in parks
Correct.
Equipment?
Okay. Correct.
Are we going to do the chinking of the cabins, though? Did we all, is anyone interested in trying to find the 15?
I would like to see it happen.
Because I know Riley wants to do a big push next summer for the park. Great park. It's only $15,000.
Let's add it to maintenance parks. And see how it balances out next time.
Can we see? Because we can see at least how
it works. Mm-hmm.
Sure.
And is that an accurate estimate, 15,000?
I think that's what they're asking for, and then that would be supplemented with. I've got the letter here if anybody wants to refresh it.
That's okay. We'll put it in. Okay. I think we can do that. And then we'll see how it balances out. But thank you.
I got the impression that it wasn't going to be the full cost, but
yeah,
I think they wanted us to help.
Thank you. Sure.
Yeah, fair. I've got a question.
Councilmember Hanson. Great Hanson.
It's empty. We're going to put it back there. I'm looking at line like 192, 193 in income. And, you know, if you look back to 2015, 2016, you know, athletic field fees were almost $13,000. $11,000, and then in 2017 it dropped to 47, and we're currently budgeting $1,500. That's like a 90% drop in fees. Does anybody know? Obviously there's either a change in the way the money's distributed, or we've decided that we give away the athletic fields for free. Has there been a change?
Yes. I have an answer for that.
Awesome.
So two major factors on that. One of the big athletic competitions that we had was a soccer tournament, and it moved to the Phillips 66 fields when those went online. And the other side of it was we used to have a regular concessions vendor, and we got a cut of their concessions. And that vendor no longer...
They don't really use those concessions at all, do they?
They don't do that. So I don't know if that can account for all of that, but those were both factors last time I checked in on it.
That said, we've also internally talked about the need to maybe look at what other athletic facilities are charging to be sure that we're still competitive and not below or particularly high.
Right.
So, yeah, we'll be reviewing that.
Okay. We may be seeing that in the next month or two.
Okay.
I used to be on a Friday night softball that seemed every year to have fewer and fewer teams, and that might be part of it too. So, and a lot more heading out to Bender Park in Linden. More questions before we take a break? Councilmember Bazar.
I just have a comment. I guess everybody knows I asked for $10,000 for the Arts Commission for next year. So hopefully that will be coming in the next version.
Right. Is Fortune coming out of another fund?
It's in there. 14
there.
Grand.
It's
there.
Councilmember Kate Hanson.
On that note, I was wondering about adding a contribution this year for the Community Service Cooperative, if we're able to do that at all. There's, so I know we're doing, you know, the senior center and the food bank we've increased, but right now I don't think we make a contribution to them at all. There's a couple of things they wanted to do, like get a drop box for donations and stuff like that. For example, their hours are pretty limited, so a lot of people end up just taking their donations to Goodwill and stuff like that. So just a couple things like that.
So those are part of our organizational grants program. We're accepting applications on those for another 2 weeks, I believe. And I've emailed the service co-op person about it, but I can ping them again. They have to turn in some paperwork before we can give them cash, if we chose to do that.
Did you send it to Director Ed? Is it?
I believe so, but I can double check.
We good? Take a break. I know.